这里是 BBC Learning English。
Curious
好奇吗？
Curious
英国问答为您讲解。
Then ask about Britain。
大家好，欢迎收听本期的英国问答节目，我是董征。哎，这个音乐可不是很英国，听上去好像是美国的国歌吧。这还差不多，这会是英国自己的国歌了。 This is Ask About Britain After All。 嘿，怎么回事啊？正如刚才这两个国家的国歌不能往一起混一样，英国和美国确实有很多完全不能放在一起轻易混淆的事情。这也是我们最近一位中国听友 Luke 给我们致信提出的一个问题。 Luke 的这个问题是 This is Luke. I am a student majoring in English. Could you tell me something about the differences between American culture and British culture? Thank you. 好， Thank you, Luke. 那么为了给 Luke 一个好的答案，我们的 BBC UK China 制作人 William Creamer 专门采访了一些对英美两国文化都非常了解的一些人士。
My name is Joe Thoitz and I'm from the United States.
Joe Thoitz 来自美国，不过他当学生的时候来过英国一年，之后也经常在英美之间往来。 William 首先要向他请教了英美两国在领土面积方面的不同，让 Joe 呢，他也开始 recall 回想了起来，就是他刚到英国的时候做的一些 observation， 一些观察。让我们听一下 Joe 的这段回忆。
One thing that British people always say、
yeah.
when we go to America、
yeah.
is we always say、everything's so much bigger. Like、yeah. streets are bigger,
yes, yes.
cars are bigger,、
yes.
refrigerators are bigger,
yeah,
washing machines、
absolutely.
are bigger.、
Yeah.
When you came to England, did you think everything was really, really small?
Yes. In fact, I recall one of my first observations was、how small the streets were and how much smaller the cars were. And I remember driving in the car and...、the street was so narrow, only one car could go down the street at a time. And I remember thinking, I've never seen this before. And if we had these same streets in the United States, they would level the houses and simply make the streets bigger.
Joe 记得当时他在英国开车在一条非常狭窄的街道上，街道狭窄的只能开得过一辆小汽车。Joe 说呢，如果是在美国的话，他们肯定会 level the houses， 就是把两边的房屋拆迁来扩建马路。让我们把他的这段谈话再听一遍。
When you came to England, did you think everything was really, really small?
Yes. In fact, I recall one of my first observations was、how small the streets were and how much smaller the cars were. And I remember driving in the car...And、the street was so narrow, only one car could go down the street at a time. And I remember thinking, I've never seen this before. And if we had these same streets in the United States, they would level the houses and simply make the streets bigger.
美国和英国在城市规划和交通基础建设方面采取的政策截然不同。对于 Joe 本人来讲，这也意味着直到他后来20岁到英国南部的城市 Leeds 去居住的时候，他才第一次做了一件我们在伦敦每天都会做的事情，是什么呢？
In fact, it wasn't until I was living in Leeds, I was 20 years of age,、that I first went on a bus,、used a bus for public transport, and it was...quite an experience, and whenever I return to the UK,、I love using、public transport.
原来 Joe 是搬到英国来住之后才开始坐公交巴士。
BBCUKChina.com。
不过从我的自己的经验，我就可以告诉大家，就是说呢，从你出生长大的地方搬到地球的另一边去居住，实在不是一件非常容易的事情。在下面的这段录音里， Joe 会给我们讲到搬来英国生活所面临的两大挑战。
But there must have been some things which, you know, when you were living here, you thought, well, this isn't quite as good as at home.
Sure. The first and foremost is the weather. I lived here for about 10 months, and during that time there was... only a handful of days with sunshine. And
just a handful of days? Like 10 days or
no,
so?
No, it was probably maybe a month total. And I grew up in Southern California where there's maybe only 10 days a year where it's raining or gloomy. So so that was the biggest difference, and that was challenging. But I learned to adapt. And it probably, yeah, the cost of things, I missed being able to, you know, go out and have a meal and hardly spend any money because it seemed like everything cost just a little bit more. So those were probably two major differences.
是的，在英国生活的第一大挑战就是英国的天气。每年能赶上的好天只是数得过来的这么几天 ，a handful of days。幸好我今天出门带了雨伞。就还说到了在英国居住需要面对的这个昂贵的物价。不过我想知道的是，他对美国和英国的文化差异又怎么看呢 ？What about cultural differences？ 就在谈到这个话题的下面这段录音中呢，就这一点引用了著名的游记作家 Bill Bryson 的一句名言。
In terms of cultural differences,、mm-hmm. Joe, I mean, like, there's lots and lots of cultural differences, aren't there, between the UK and the States?
Yeah, I think it was Bill Bryson who said that Americans live like they're never going to die, whereas the British live like they're going to die tomorrow.
Americans live like they're never going to die, whereas the British live like they're going to die tomorrow.然而 Joe 的意思并不是说英国人整天都是像在等死一样郁郁寡欢。让我们再接着听他下面的解释。
I think it was Bill Bryson who said that Americans live like they're never going to die, whereas the British live like they're going to die tomorrow. And I think what that's a reference to is the fact that in the United States we... are almost obsessed with trying to be as healthy as we can, to build up big homes, big cars, earn as much money as we can. And I think one of the things that I really loved about living in England is that people here really enjoy the simpler things like good beer, good conversation in a pub, and enjoying yourself, you know, while you can.
Joe 认为英国人并不像美国人那样整天都在努力健身保养或者力求事业成功，但是 people here really enjoy the simpler things like good beer, good conversation in the pub, and enjoying yourself. Yes, it's important to take time to enjoy the simpler things in life.能在夏天里一边吃着黄瓜三明治，一边喝着温啤酒，同时还能看电视直播的板球赛，就已经是很惬意的事情了。虽然我永远也搞不懂球赛的规则。啊 ，England。啊，看来又是好天气不长久。那么让我们感谢中国听友 Luke 给我们提的这个问题，希望我们本期的节目给了你一个满意的答案。 If you have a question you would like to ask us, please email us at chinaelt@bbc.co.uk. Bye bye!
bbcukchina.com